Hello, everybody. This is Paige Turner, your host at the Latte Cafe, coming at you with another podcast. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful summer afternoon, and I'm sitting up here in my bedroom with the window open and the breeze going, snacking on some Greek yogurt with the fruit preserves and some smart water. And I'm flipping through the September 2011 issue of Essence magazine. You may have already seen it. You probably have already seen the cover. Tracee Ellis Ross is on the cover, and she has a beautiful, beautiful dress on. She also has a new television show out called Read Between the Lines, and so Essence caught up with her for a feature article on style and life and all of that good stuff. Check it out. Now, for the Latte Cafe readers, there are two points of interest in the issue. There's a feature by Rutina Wesley, an actress who plays Tara Thornton on the hit TV series True Blood. Now, Rutina Wesley is married, she has been married for 6 years to an actor named Jacob Fischel. Apparently they met as students at Juilliard, and she just sings her husband's praises in this magazine. She says, "I'm trying not to brag, but he's taken such good care of me. He keeps me really grounded, and he's a good man. They don't make him like him anymore." Oh, that is so sweet. Okay, now, everybody loves Raven Simone, right? Well, she's out with a new series called Georgia, a State of Georgia, rather, and so you can check that out. But here's the other big feature for Latte Cafe readers. It's called Dating Beyond the Color Line, and it's based on that book by Stanford law professor Ralph Richard Banks. He has a new book out, Is Marriage for White People? And essentially, the point of the book is to encourage, it encourages Black women to shift the so-called power balance in dating relationships by dating outside of their race. Now, he quotes a study from a dating website called OkCupid, which found that of the men who replied to Black women, Latino, Middle Eastern, Indian, and Native American men all responded to Black women at rates substantially higher than did white men. So, ladies, take your pick. If you don't want to go all the way on the other side of the color spectrum, you don't have to, according to OkCupid and Banks's book. There's also a Q&A, and here's one question. It says, are Black professional women, basically the question asks, are Black professional women setting their standards too high when they overlook dating working class Black men? And he says, he responds, give a blue collar brother a try, you know, that's him quoted, is what I call the Tyler Perry belief. The reality is, if you're a college-educated Black woman, you have less in common with a guy you grew up with from the neighborhood who's driving the UPS truck, and more in common with the white guy you sat next to in history class in college. Oh my. Well, this feature package is really cool. There, it has profiles of four Latte Cafe type couples from New Jersey, Indiana, one is from North Carolina, and another last couple here is from Tennessee. Anyway, it's really entertaining, really cool. There's also a two-page spread on Misty Copeland, who's the first Black female soloist with the American Ballet Theatre. She's beautiful. She has on a gorgeous red dress on, and she's striking these magnificent poses. She's truly in command of her art form. Check that out as well. And further, close to the back of the book, but this is definitely a last but not least, well, it's not definitely last, but you know what I mean. There's a Nigerian writer, Lola Ogunake. I think her parents are directly from Nigeria, and either she's first generation or second generation or something. Anyway, she talks about her obsession with trench coats, and it's a really fun, terrific read. Beautifully done, and you know, I definitely enjoyed that. You might too. So that's it. Go and pick up your copy. Enjoy Tracy Ellis Ross. Enjoy Lola's writing. It's really nice. And everything else in there. So have a great afternoon. Get out and enjoy this magnificent weather.